KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:04, we have a partly cloudy sky. It's 5 degrees above zero. We look for it to be mostly sunny this morning and partly cloudy this afternoon with a high around 32. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-4100. Well, the Atlantic School Board will meet this evening at 5:30 at the Middle School Media Center, not the high school, the middle school. And during their open session, the board will discuss a collective bargaining proposal from the Atlantic Education Association for the 2019-2020 school year. Immediately following the AEA's initial proposal, the Board of Directors will enter into an exempt or closed session for negotiations, strategy, or other type matters under the same category. And when they reconvene in a public session at 6 p.m., the board will act on a resignation of Ann Hinton, the bus monitor and special education driver, as well as approving contracts or letters of assignment for Pamela Carr, a change from Class 2 paraeducator to Class 1, Tony Sunderman, substitute bus driver, Jill Miller, Schuler Elementary special education teacher, a transfer, and Oren Perkins, ninth grade baseball coach and head boys soccer coach, along with Robert Hansen, JV baseball coach. They'll also discuss the 2019-2020 school calendar, which tentatively calls for teacher in-service August 20th through the 22nd, and the first day of school for 2019 to start August 23rd. Spring break is proposed for March 23rd through the 27th of 2020, and the last day of school is May 27th, 2020. Other scheduled breaks include Labor Day, of course, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's. Also, the Good Friday break and parent-teacher conferences break for February 19th of next year. As expected, the board will set the date for a public hearing on the 2019-2020 calendar, as during their regular meeting in March, and immediately following the adjournment of their regular session in Atlantic, the school board will enter into a closed session for negotiation strategy and related matters. And a final reminder for the newscast hours that there are some schools that are starting late this morning. Adair Casey Guthrie Center is 2 hours late today. Classes begin at 10:20. The office is open at 10 a.m. Audubon schools start 2 hours late today. There is no morning preschool or morning activities, and there will be no early dismissal this afternoon from Audubon. Bedford schools are 2 hours late. CAM has buses on hard surfaces only. Coon Rapids Bayard is 2 hours late. Classes start at 10:20 with the offices opening at 10 a.m. today, and there's also no early dismissal this afternoon for Coon Rapids Bayard. Lenox, Panorama, and Southwest Valley are 2 hours late. Nottoway Valley has buses running on hard surfaces only, and they are on time this morning. West Central Valley is 2 hours late. Their bus is also not running on hard surfaces today, and professional development is canceled. They will dismiss normal time this afternoon at West Central Valley. Well, the Iowa House has approved an education funding measure that provides a 2% increase in state per-pupil funding for the budget year beginning in July. The bill approved Monday night would boost per-pupil support from the state general fund to nearly $3.3 billion, but education advocates say at least a 3% increase is needed to keep up with inflation. Democrats proposed an amendment to the Republican-led bill that would have provided the 3%, with some of the money going to increasing teacher pay, but the proposal was rejected. State enrollment, on which the figures are based, is expected to increase by 1,387 students this year to 487,652. The school funding package includes teacher salary supplements, professional development, and teacher leader compensation. The Senate hasn't yet approved an education funding bill. Lawmakers approved a separate bill to provide schools $21.3 million, including funding for transportation in districts where the cost of busing students is higher. A Council Bluffs man is in custody following the theft of a vehicle that was left running Tuesday morning. Officers were called to a hotel on South 24th Street in Council Bluffs at around 5:35 a.m. Tuesday for a stolen vehicle report. The vehicle had been left running unattended while the 29-year-old male owner was obtaining items from his motel room. With the assistance of Pottawatomie County Communications monitoring the roadways, officers were able to establish an area to search where the vehicle was last seen. An officer located the occupied vehicle in the area of the 300 block of McGee. The officer watched as the suspect, later identified as 31-year-old Jesse Joseph Poor of Council Bluffs, exited the vehicle and attempted to walk away. The officer ordered Poor at gunpoint to stop. He then called the man back to his cruiser and to put his hands on the cruiser. Poor initially complied, but when the officer holstered his gun and told Poor to place his hands behind his back so he could handcuff him, Poor refused to comply and then actively resisted. As he struggled with the officer, Poor is alleged to have purposely jabbed his finger into the officer's eye. He then slipped out of his coat and ran from the officer. As the officer chased Poor, the man turned and charged at the officer. The police officer was able to get Poor on the ground, where he was subdued and placed under arrest with the assistance of another officer who arrived on the scene. Poor faces numerous charges, including theft in the first degree for the stolen vehicle, theft in the third for stolen property found in the vehicle, carrying weapons for a handgun that was recovered, interference with official acts for actively resisting arrest, and assault on a police officer. The officer who was assaulted was treated for minor injuries. Poor was also treated at the hospital and released before being transported to the Pott County Jail without further incident. The Council Bluffs Police Department is reminding everyone to don't make yourself an easy target for thieves. Don't leave your cars running unattended with the keys in them. It only takes a few seconds for your vehicle to be stolen. The Harlan Police Department yesterday said three people had been arrested on drug charges last Thursday. 29-year-old Brett Frederick Moore of Harlan was transported to the Shelby County Jail following a traffic stop and charged with driving while barred, prohibited acts penalties, possession of a controlled substance, and drug paraphernalia. 38-year-old Brianna Lynn Shinrock of Elkhorn, Nebraska, was also arrested following a traffic stop. She faces a possession of controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia charge. And 35-year-old Jason Hutfliss of Omaha was arrested following a traffic stop and charged with possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and carrying weapons. And this past Sunday, 32-year-old Blake Ashley Behrens of Omaha was arrested in Harlan following a call for disturbance. He was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with public intoxication. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.